This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Maine Senator Republican Olympia Snowe may be bowing out of politics, but that's not stopping her from getting involved in another election, the Senate race right here in Massachusetts.
Snowe was in Boston this morning, praising her colleague, Senator Scott Brown, for what she described as his bipartisan spirit and leadership on women's issues.
But we have an advocate here in Scott Brown. And he's already demonstrated that, not in his actions, but also in the legislative initiatives and in the speeches that he has given.
Well, Fred Tice was there at this morning's press conference, and he's here with us now. Welcome back, Fred.
Thanks, Meghna.
So why all the focus by Senator Brown right now, as we heard Senator Olympia Snowe say, on women and women voters?
Well, we had this this issue with Scott Brown co-sponsoring something called the Blunt Amendment a few weeks ago, where essentially the amendment would have given employers the right to withhold certain mainly contraceptive coverage, mm-hmm. From health care if they had a moral or religious objection.
That amendment ended up not passing.
It ended up not passing. But there's certainly Democrats are gearing up to hold this against him. Emily's List, for instance, has found in polling that Emily's List is a group that supports pro-choice Democratic women. They are supporting Senate candidates across the country, women candidates, including, of course, here in Massachusetts, where they're supporting Elizabeth Brown. They have found that this is Elizabeth Warren, excuse me. But they have found that this issue really hurts Republican candidates. So they found that in most of these races, the generic Republican candidate, if you don't use a name, is actually ahead of the Democrat by 5 points. When you talk about the Blunt Amendment and what it means, all of a sudden that 5-point advantage for the Republican vanishes. So they feel it's going to be a very powerful issue for them.
Okay, so powerful that even today, Gail Huff, who's Senator Brown's wife, decided to really describe her husband as someone who, you'll hear her say this, understands the issues of women.
Scott certainly understands the issues of women. He lives in a household full of them between me, Ayla, and Ariana. So he understands the seriousness and the priorities of women based on certainly his lifestyle.
Fred, so it strikes me as very interesting that, you know, Senator Olympia Snowe was at this event this morning because, if I understand correctly, she actually voted against the so-called Blunt Amendment while Senator Brown co-sponsored it. So was there any tension there between the two of them on that?
She actually ended up being a great spokeswoman for him because she was asked a couple of times about this very point. And she said, look, she believes in a conscience exception as well. She has crafted a conscience exception in past legislation that she has done when she was a pioneer, for example, in making sure that in prescription drug coverage, Medicare or Medicaid, rather, there was included contraception, and she had to figure out how to get a conscience exception there. She just said she didn't happen to agree with Scott Brown and most of the other Republicans on this particular issue, but she came out very forcefully saying, let there be no mistake, he is a defender of women's health in general.
Well, yeah. I guess the big question then that I'm left with, Fred, is as you're out there talking to voters, do you see Massachusetts women voters being positively receiving this message from Senator Brown?
I think it's a really complicated issue. A lot of people hold Republicans in general, hold it against the Republicans for having tried to pass the Blunt Amendment and really hold it against Brown. On the other hand, he has some other issues that he's clearly come down on the side of women, if you will. He's now one of the co-sponsors of the Violence Against Women Act, one of 60 sponsors. I mean, that legislation is sure to pass at this point, at least the Senate. He's come out in favor of women being in combat roles in the military. It's really not clear at all how this is going to play out for him.
Well, we'll keep following it through you and your reporting. Fred Tice is WBUR's political reporter. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks, Meghna.